Okay, I'd like to welcome everybody to the Mumasakta Kalaya. We're starting on 1A. And the Mishnah begins with a set of pairs of plants that are not climbed with each other. That is to say, in the pair, they can be planted together. But each pair, one from each pair, is climbed in one from the other pair. So that's the rule of this Mishnah. So, for instance, it says, Chachitim v'hazunim are not klayim. Sarim and Shibola Shuol is not klayim. But Chitim with Sarim is klayim, right? It's very simple. Now, I just wanted to show you Chitim and Zunin. Zunin is translated as wheat and darnel. Now, I have a picture of darnel. You will see darnel looks very much like wheat. See the way it has kernels? It's just like wheat. If you want to pass it around, you can. But I'm just going to read you what it said on the internet about darnel. It usually grows in the same production zones as wheat. It was a serious weed of cultivation until modern sorting machinery enabled darnel seeds to be separated efficiently from seed wheat. The similarity between these two plants is so great that in some regions, darnel is referred to as, quote, false wheat, close quote. It bears a close resemblance to wheat until the ear appears. Then it talks about the differences, which is very technical, which I don't really understand what it's talking about. Darnel is, the French word for darnel is ivraie, I-V-R-A-I-E, which is from the Latin ivraicus, intoxicated, which expresses the drunken nausea from eating the infected plant, which can be fatal. So this plant is not a good plant to eat. And this is going to raise problems for us. It's going to raise a lot of problems for us. Because this means, okay, let's learn the Gemara first, and then we'll talk about the problems. So if you want to see a picture, there's a little picture here. You can see how it really resembles wheat. Okay, Hachitim ha'azunim, enum klaim b'zeh, they're not klaim with each other. Sarim mishibolas shuol, barley and oats, also not klaim with each other. I'm not going to bother elaborating on what the translations of these things are. There are all kinds of different shitas in the footnotes if you want to examine them. Shmuel Shul, not necessarily his oats, it might be something else. I'm not getting into that. Kusin v'hashipon, spelt in rye. Pol v'hasaper, fava bean and nile kalpi. Purkadon v'hatopach. Pol v'avin v'hashu'u is. And in klein v'zavazet. The bottom line is that none of these species are climbed with one another. We're learning climb, not base and manila.
Okay.
Follow home and all. It would help. It would help. You'd be prepared when you come. Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Sarvachaloi Sizra Kalaim, not Zakta Gemara. It says you're not allowed to plant climb in your field. Hoyisi Oimarafiloshneminu Hitim, you might think even two types of wheat is also asar. Maybe. You have to plant the exact same species of wheat. You can't mix anything. I feel ashamed when you saw it, or maybe two types of barley, also not allowed to. Then the Pasuk says, Behem techolos every climb, you're not allowed to make a mixture of breeds. Hayisiyam, I feel a shor shachar, like I'm a shor lovin. Maybe even a black ox against a white one, or a shor lovin, like I'm a shachar. Then it says, maybe when you wear a woolen garment, maybe even two types of wool, maybe two types of linen. Maybe. Like when the Pasuk doesn't tell us what it is, what is climb, what is not climb. We're left to have to use a drasha. Here comes the drasha. Piresh bibgadim. Now, the Pasuk went and described by clothing what shatnez is. Everybody knows the Pasuk.
Different Pasuk.
Lo silba shatnez, temro pishtim yachtov. So it says explicitly, temro pishtim. wool and linen. So now we know, oh, we're not talking about the same species. We're talking about two different species. And we're going to use this, obviously, as our memotzino, right? Our binyanav. Ma kele begodim shasati l'choshne minim. Just like begodim has two different minim. So lo zem minzev, that they're not a variety of the other one. They're totally different varieties. So af klaim shasati l'chol b'chol makom. The same thing is true for klaim every place. Lo zem minzev. So this is the rule. I guess this is the best way to kick off Masechta Klaim. It's like, I'm like shocked that the Gemara actually kicked off the Masechta with the most basic introduction. Something you never see. Never see it.
This would normally be our
Mem Beis on the day. Yeah. Very interesting. I will just mention just one thing in the footnote here. That in footnote 1 of the Masechta, so he mentions that the Torah's system of classifying species differs from the Linnaean system, which was adopted by modern science in the 18th century. Under the Linnaean system, wheat and spelt are closer in classification than wheat and darnel. Yet the Mishnah rules wheat and spelt are klayim. Wheat and darnel are not klayim. The dissimilarities between the two systems derive not from different data, but from the use of different criteria. For examples, let's take a bat. A bat flies and it nurses its young. So, because it flies, Torah classifies a bat as a bird. Whereas, obviously, the Linnaean system classifies a bat as a mammal because it nurses its young, among other reasons. Right? Live birth. So the Torah's way of classifying is not necessarily the scientific way. He says to see the Chazon Ish in Klaim 3:1 to give some insight into how the rabbis, with their sacred powers of perception and reasoning, determine the Torah's classifications. So I don't know what that is, but it's an interesting Mar Mokum. Let's go a little further. Now, we said the wheat and darnel are not klayim. So, ha'im sa'orim. But if you would have one of the other species of the Mishnah, if it would be barley, then it would be klayim. Now the Gemara says, ha'chitim ha'zunim enon klayim zebazet, repeats the quote, dover she'eno ochel. So, if something is not a food, Havenon mite umisne klayim. Would we have made a mistake and thought that it is subject to klayim? Mars like a bit me up. Right? Of course not. Why did the Mishnah have to say that darnel and wheat are permitted? L'chaira, darnel is not an oichel. So why would I think that it? But it's a funny thing because l'maisa we're assuming now that darnel is klayim with any of the other pairs. So it's like the question goes even stronger than that. In other words, not only why would you think it's not klayim, why is it klayim? I mean, it's like a little funny thing here. Amar Abba Bar Zavda, Shekei Mekaymas Mekayman Oysen L'yonim. So now we're on Amar Beis. Moving right along, it's pretty simple stuff, right? Because there are places... Rabbah is explaining, there are places where people do keep, they grow it for the purposes of feeding it to doves. So, therefore, darnel is used as bird feed in certain places. Therefore, even in places where they don't use it at all, it becomes classified as a subject to klayim everywhere. That's what it seems to say over here. Now, at this point, I want to stop for a second and read you the Lashon of the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet in Hilchos Klayim, which, by the way, the Rambam starts off Sefer Zroim, the first Sefer of Sefer Zroim, How would you start Sefer Zerahim if you were writing Sefer Zerahim? Brachas, yeah. Well, Brachas is not in Sefer. But if you were in Sefer Zerahim and you weren't including Brachas, second choice. Hey, oh, that's what I would have done.
No, because he's going according to the process of growing and then harvesting. Hey, only happens when you harvest. This is when you start the process.
Oh, so you would start it with what?
Planted.
With client. So you'd start with client. That's the Rambam did actually. So you're saying that the reason he picked client was very interesting. You said that intuitively. That's very interesting. Okay. The Rambam says, Perak Aleph Hilchos Klayim Halacha Dalet. Ein Asur Mishum Klay Zerayim, Ela Hazrayim Haruyin LaMeichel Adam. Right away, the Rambam starts off with a bomb, right? It says the Rambam Beferish, the only ones are things which are food, edible food. Not only edible food, but people food. Avalah, saw them from Marim, if you have bitter herbs, let's say. The Yitzimahim, they're not Yikar and Shein Ruin, a little fool. They're used just for medication. Uki Yitzimahim, Ein Bohem Yishum Klaizram, there's no Isra of Klaizram. What do you do with our Gemara? Our Gemara, not only does it not require it to be Michael Adam, it doesn't have to be a Michael Behema, except in one place. If it's in one location, they use it, so then it is. It's very difficult. Very difficult. There's a long Arichas over here, but the Mepharshim really struggle with this Rambam. Anyway, I'm just bringing it to your attention. I'm not here to say grace of Popol over here. But you should be aware of that Rambam, key Rambam. Now let's go right there. Amar Rabba Bar Zavda Barab Kurab Laza. What's that? Somebody say something? Okay, let me not face away from the thing here. Sorry. Let me readjust this. Sorry, Tzvi. Sorry if I wasn't facing the computer. That which Rabba said. In other words, Baba Zavda just said that there are places that are Mekayimet for Yonim, and therefore it is going to be Klayim. So the Gemara objects. This is only valid according to Rabbi Lazar, or Rabbi Lazar, as they put it here. The Sina Taman, it says the following, in the Mishnah elsewhere, I think it's Trumas 4. Well, maybe not. Maybe it's below. Maybe it's the Mishnah below. This one is Klayim. HaMekayim Katsim Mekarem. If someone keeps, he translates it, thistles, what? Thistle, that's what I thought. Well, what's a regular word for that? Thorns, no? Isn't it thorns?
Yeah, thorns and thistles, they say. I don't know what the nafkamina is, but they say thorn and thistle. That's a phrase.
Thorn and thistle?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what it is. Yeah, I'll have to look it up later.
It's in the Dornell section.
Pricklies. Okay.
It's in the Dornell section of the
computer. Okay. So someone who is Mekayim, in other words, Mekayim, whenever we see the word Mekayim, whenever we're going to see that word, that's a very important word to know. That means that I'm walking by and I discover something is growing in my field. And I don't do anything about it. I say, okay, Zol Zayin Azai. Zol Design, right? Let it be. That's called Mekayim. I'm keeping it. I'm not uprooting it, and I'm not objecting to it, even though I found out about it. That's Mekayim. Mm-hmm. So Mekayim cuts a Mekarim. So a person maintains thistles in a vineyard. Rabbi Eliezer or Kiddush. He holds that they become Asabahana. In other words, remember, the chilek between Klai HaKarim and Klai Zerayim, there are many differences, but let's like the most basic differences. Klai HaKarim is Asabahana because it says Pink Tukdash. It says in the Pasuk, lest you make it holy, meaning it becomes Asabahana. Mashenkin Klai Zerayim, it doesn't become Asabahana. Right? So, also, it's only Asar and Eretz Yisrael Klai Zerayim. Kotz Laretz, Klai Zerayim are 100% mutter. You can plant mixtures of seeds outside of Kotz Laretz, no problem. Lechatchila. And Klai Kerem is a Darbonon Kutz La'aretz, because the Gemara's condition says that since it's an Isra Hanoa in Eretz Yisrael, the Chacham were guys from Kutz La'aretz.
So the...
It's totally different. Totally different. Yeah. Yeah. You know, you can't always compare everything. Anyway, so Rabbi Eliezer says Kidesh, so it becomes Asur B'Hanoa. The Chacham Amar Malei Kidesh, it doesn't become Asur B'Hanoa. So, Amar B'Vum, time with Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reason for Rabbi Eliezer? Shekem Ukamis Makamin Oysen Ligamal and Ba'arabia. There are places like Arabia where they have camels. In Arabia, they have camels, right? So, they grow these kutzim for animal food, right? And therefore, since it's a regular type of food, so therefore it's going to be usur if it grows in the carom, right? One could look at it and say, listen, this is not human food. And as far as animals are concerned, most animals don't eat it, but camels eat it. So we don't have any camels, so we don't grow it here locally. So therefore, maybe it shouldn't qualify at all. Rabbi Eliezer says, no. In Arabia, where they have camels, they do grow it. Therefore, it's going to be food everywhere. Hold on a second. Very good. Madrabon and Sovereign Meymar. So where do the Chum hold? Ain't what comes to Kamaras and Lugamal and Barabia. They could sell. There are no places. It's a Mipnia. Ain't what comes to Kamaras and Lugamal and Barabia. Are there no places in Arabia where they do have it for camels? Of course. In other words, v'yibdiku, let them go check it out. You'll see. You can't have a machlokes between metzias. This is really the classic question of you can't have a machlokes with metzias right here on this Gemara. Right? Only check the reality to remove all grounds for the dispute. So that can't be the svar. Rabban and Amrin, so what's the rationale? Makoyim shemakayim and oisan? If you're in Arabia where they do grow it, it's osurin. We'll agree with you. If it's a place where they grow it for food for the animals, it will taka be osur. But makamah shem makamah noisim mutar. But if it's not a region, then it's mutar. So now we go back to Rabbi Eliezer. Mikivin shem makamah noisim mukam echad. Since Rabbi Eliezer holds since in one place, so neser minon b'chol mukam shu. So then he goes and he it's mamish walking through this like a slow walk. This gemara very very. Clear
they
and
would disagree with
methodical.
They would not hold then of feeding it to the doves would make it. So
it would be the question would be, if people everywhere grow the zunin to feed the doves, then it would be also everywhere. But if it's only in a certain places that they grow it. And for the Mishnah to say it's also everywhere, that would look or only come out like Rabbi Eliezer. Right? You're right. So, Valora Bobra Zabdok Rabbi Eliezer. Now, doesn't it come out that he's saying that since this is maintained in some regions, it's prohibited everywhere? Isn't that only like Rabbi Eliezer? That's what you're pointing out, right? That's what the Gemara is trying to point out. So the Gemara defends the answer. Tamon ein derech bnei adam lahavi kutzim imakom lamakom. There, in the case of the kutzim, so people don't transport kutzim from one town to the other. Arabia, they grow the kutzim, and that's it. If they need it someplace else, they have to grow their own kutzim. The kutzim are local always, right? That's the idea. But Ram Hacha, but over here by the Zunin, right? People will transport this. This is an imported product. And therefore, since this is a movable product, it's no longer
local.
It'll apply universally. It won't be to a specific locale. So the Gemara says, Mayata Yehu Klayim Imachitim. So let Darnel be Klayim with wheat as well. Why is that mutter? My answer is on Rabbi Yoina, min chitin hay. Darnel is a variety of wheat. El shaha peros mezanin. The produce went astray. Instead of this is going to be classic. This is quoted as a medrash in Brachos Rabbah. that when we sinned in the Chetam Eitz Hadas, when people sinned in the time of the Mabul, just like we went astray, it had an impact on the whole Bria. The whole Bria went astray.
Yeah.
The whole Bria went astray. Instead of producing wheat, the seed started producing darnel. So therefore, Kadotatoni, the idea that going astray is like the pasuk. In other words, the word zunin comes from this word, below sizna haaretz, that the land will not go astray. Mikan cha peres mazanin, you see that the produce can also go astray. That's correct. So it's really wheat that's gone astray. So it's called a minchitim, and therefore it's not klayim. Okay? Now, let's just think about this for a second. So we're coming out now. Let's just get the rule. So what are we coming out of the maskar now in our Gemara? We're saying, what about the zunin? What are we saying? Zunin, is it tali in the machlokes to Chacham and Rabbi Lazar? It's not tali.
It's universal.
It's universal because it's transported, right? And the Rabbanan will be masking that it would be klayim as well. So for the Rambam to make a rule that it has to be roi livnei adam, lachar doesn't make any sense. It doesn't have to be only roi livnei adam. It could be roi for an animal also, because this is not roi lo adam. Unless you're going to tell me that this was.
Did the Rambam hold of the transport universality?
That seemed to be the teretz that we said to answer up, so that it shouldn't come out only like Rav Loza. That's when they're talking about the kotzim, they say that. That was a statement about kotzim. The Gemara was asking, but what do they do about our Mishnah? Is our Mishnah only going to come out like Rav Loza? The answer is, and it's transported. So we're still going to have Shver the Rambam. The Rambam is still going to be Shver, right? Okay. Let's go a little further. Yeah? Rabbi Yaakov Azavi Ba'a Kumi Rabbi Yirmiyah. So he asked the following question. Masisa Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi. Amish is only called Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi. The Tani says in the Brisa. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yaisi, I'm Rabbi Shmuel Aviv. Rabbi Shmuel said, just 1 second. Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, in the name of his father, guess who Rabbi Shmuel's father's name was? Excellent. What color was George Washington's white horse? Tormen min hayayin al hachayvitz. You can take truma from wine for vinegar. Because you take min hatoiv al hayofa, you take from the better one, min hayofa al hara, the good one on the bad one, and of course yayin is better than vinegar, but it has to be the same min, right? You can't take min shane amino, but we're saying it's obviously it was started off as wine, then it turns to vinegar, so it's going to be min. So it's min amino, and you can take from the better one on the inferior one, right? Avalomin achem etzalayin, you can't take from the inferior one on the better one. Avar v'tarim, what if you went ahead and you did it, you were over, you didn't do what you're supposed to do? Truma se truma, it's good. Rabbi Aimer, Rabbi says, Hayayin v'achayimet shnei min hein. No, this is totally wrong. Wine and vinegar, once it turns to vinegar, it's not wine at all. It's a totally different min. You can't be tiring from wine on vinegar or vinegar on wine. They're totally different things. Ein tormen lo ma'asin mizalza, you can't take from one or the other. Okay? So, let's see here. So, it turns out, right? So our Mishnah that's saying that you can take, if you're going to make a comparison to darnel and wheat, so, I mean, just think about it. If darnel, which is poison, is still considered wheat because it was originally wheat, but it was mezana, it went off and went and did the wrong thing, So I would imagine that wine and vinegar, it went off, and not quite as bad because it's still useful. They should be related to each other. So therefore, our mission is not going to be like Rebbe. That's the question of the Gemara, right? Very interesting question. So this was a question that he asked. Remember, it's Rabbi Yaakov Azavi asking in front of Rabbi Yirmiyahu. You know, remember, Rabbi Yirmiyahu is the one that always asks the wild questions all through Shas, right? What if questions, funny questions. But here he's asking Rabbi Yirmiyahu like a kind of funny type question. So you know what happens? Rabbi Yirmiyahu just gave him a look. He just starts staring at him, like, you know, like one of those stares. I love it. No, actually, I'm sorry. So it says over here in the English, Rabbi Yaakov Azadi was staring at Rabbi Yirmiyahu, waiting for an answer. Omalei, so Rabbi Yirmiyahu said to him, Mat Mistakobi, what are you looking at? Joey, what are you looking at?
The English over here.
Hame lacha ritzua bekan. Bring a strap for yourself. You deserve to be lashed for bothering me with such a question. The two cases are obviously different, he says, right? Tamon, the Raisa over there is talking about Maestris. Yeah, we'll bring that in later, maybe you know, another Masechta. Right now, we'll leave that on the side. Tamon the Maestris, there it's talking about Maestris. Vekan with Klayim. Here we're talking about Klayim. It's two different areas of halacha. So when you're talking about whether you take Maestris on wine on vinegar, that's one halacha. Here, all you got to have is that it should be in the same species. That's much easier to do to make a non-client. That's basically the answer, right? Over here, he has in footnote 3 an explanation. Before we read 3, I just want to finish the Gemara a little bit. I'm Rabbi Yaina, Hakein Havatzorach Mistako Bay. Rabbi Yirmiyahu should have stared at Rabbi Yaakov Azavi for not knowing the answer. Whenever the earlier rabbis sought to determine this matter, the relationship between our Mishnah and the Braisa, they would always say, Tamal the Maestris, the Khan the client, they would come up with that answer. So this answer was known in previous generations, and Rabbi Yaakov Bar Azavi should have been aware of it, so he should have stared back at him. You know, what kind of business, what kind of question he asked? Let's just look at footnote 3 if you want to hang around. Fine, if you get a run to admire, but it's also fine. The Braisa quoted here, which discusses Maestris of wine and vinegar, also appears in Trumas 2:3. The Gemara explains, there's no dispute regarding biblical law. Everyone agrees that Minat Torah, wine and vinegar belong to the same species. So you can do lechatchila, wine for vinegar. But you can't do vinegar for wine, obviously. When Rebbe said that wine and vinegar are distinct species, he meant they're treated as such under rabbinic law. The rabbis prohibited tithing wine for vinegar, although doing so is biblically permitted, so that one won't come to tithe from the vinegar on behalf of the wine, which is biblically forbidden. The preceding provides the basis for the Gemara's distinction between Maestris and Klayim. The enactment described above is for Maestris and has no relevance to Klayim. So even Rebbe, who subscribes to the Isidra Bonon, could accept the Mishnah's rule and come Klayim, the wheat and darmel are one species, contrary to Yaakov Azami's suggestion that our Mishnah is consistent with Rebbe and need not be attributed solely to the rabbi, to Rebbe's dispute. Okay. So that's what he says in footnote 3. Adkan, and this is a nice start. Daf Aleph, Omid Aleph.
We're going to get much more specific about understanding the details of what makes